Welcome back to part two of our Artist of the Month interview with Lovely Colors. In part one, I chatted with the band about their roots in Juneau, Alaska, how that scene differs from the Seattle scene, and how their approach to making their first album was different than making their previous singles. Today, we continue our chat with Lovely Colors and talk about working independently, writing lyrics, and how collaboration works in the band. For this album, the band said it was important for them to work fully independently. Singer Devin Demetrio talks about why.
I feel like we know what we want to sound like more than anybody does, you know what I mean? So I feel like we used to, spend a lot of money going to studios, spend all of our money going to studios, honestly, and getting our music mixed and mastered and all that. It's just, it costs a lot of money. And I think I can speak for myself, but I also think James feels the same way, that like we've always kind of had an interest in recording music, like even since we were, 12 years old, like with a little plastic USB microphone, you know what I mean? An Audacity. So it's always been of interest. And I think that we wanted to be self-sufficient and we wanted to see our vision through, for what we wanted our music to sound like. And I think for the last few years, we've been kind of chasing that and trying to sound how we hear it in our heads. And I think on this album, we were like finally able to do that. And like, I think the few songs leading up to the album, we were able to do that. And that kind of gave us the confidence to be able to do a full record. And James has become an amazing producer and mixer. And so just like made sense to do an album right now.
About lyrics for the record, guitarist Patrick May talks first, then bassist James and singer Devin.
First of all, I think it's definitely our strongest lyrics we've ever put out. Every song kind of feels like a thought out statement rather than like you're trying to fill in some of the blanks sometimes when writing lyrics. This one, they all feel complete to me from the start to the finish. Talking about like mental health stuff, anxiety, even in the band, we have different interpretations of some of the lyrics. But yeah, definitely, I think lyrically, it's a step up from where we're at. Because they all feel structured and thought out, I feel like they kind of all go together.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of the entire recording process, was me and Devin would sit down and just talk lyrics out. For a few of the songs and just really talk about line by line, what does this mean? And what does this mean to us? Like Patrick said, anyone can interpret it however they want, and that's awesome. But it was cool to have that process of really thinking about like what we were saying for the first time.
Yeah, I think it was important to us too. We were like, this is our first album. So, there's almost a little pressure, good pressure to just, make it as good as we possibly can. And very like that, the album kind of goes over, overcoming anxiety, facing your inner demons, and just
vices,
yeah,
your rituals,
yeah. And it's kind of became this like, it's not really like a mental health record, but it's just kind of introspective, kind of dark album, I feel like. At least the lyric content is, yeah.
I followed up asking if the lyrics are autobiographical or perhaps stories pulled from friends or other sources.
Yeah, it's mainly autobiographical, I would say. Yeah. There's some moments on the album and some songs that were kind of like a concept, I suppose. So there was a couple of those, but most of it was autobiographical, I'd say. Yeah.
It's funny writing I was thinking about this the other day, some songs we were writing in the moment, like line by line, what does this mean? As more of like an idea in that moment. But, you know, now that the record's been done for a few months, I was listening to one of the songs, Talking Sideways is a song on the record, where I was listening to it and listening to the lyrics that we wrote. And I was like, I was definitely writing about my situation at the time and didn't realize that's what I was doing. And so it's cool to, Devin probably knew it.
I realized
but
it.
I was, when we were writing, I was like, oh, these lines are just bangers. They sound really good. Like they don't mean anything. They're not personal. And then like a year later, I listened to it and I was like, this was def like my situation
funny.
I had going at the time. So it's cool to have that on record, I guess. It's a nice little, I don't know, diary.
We then discussed how democracy works in the band.
Generally, whatever the group, if three people think one thing is the best way to do it, they're probably right. Like, even if I strongly disagree. Like, I didn't want Ghost to be one of the singles. I thought it was one of the weaker songs. But I was probably wrong about that. It's doing really good. People like it. So that's what I meant by that. We just work really well collaboratively, and I creatively trust them very much. Even if I think a song is better one way, if they don't necessarily agree with that, then I have no problem at all not having it my way.
I've been saying that every song is a single this whole time, so.
We'll now listen to Ghost, the first single off Dancing with the Ghost, Lovely Color's first album, due for release May 24th.
Get a little lost with me. In the eye.